with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. It promises to be a very travel-heavy Thanksgiving this year. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says certain days will be more crowded on the roads this holiday week.
So by car per AAA, we anticipate seeing 73 million Americans hitting the road this Thanksgiving season. We anticipate the busiest travel on the road in the afternoon of this coming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. So if you're planning your travel, think about when you depart, because the afternoons of those days are going to be busier than the rest.
AAA says drivers could see travel times increase by as much as 80% during peak congestion Tuesday and Wednesday between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. The return trip on Sunday is also expected to be one of the heaviest travel days of the year. Criminal cases have been dismissed against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A federal judge concluded that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. It's a sharp rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target the president's political opponents. The judge's order deals exclusively with the appointment of Lindsay Halligan as U.S. attorney. She was a former White House aide with no prior prosecutorial experience and was tapped to lead one of DOJ's most elite offices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Pentagon says it's investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over possible breaches of military law after the former Navy pilot joined a handful of other lawmakers in a video that called for U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. This is SRN News. A new look at faith and the two political parties.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that when you boil it all down, Democrats are a lot less religious than their Republican counterparts. 41% of Democratic voters say they believe in God with absolute certainty, compared to 66% of Republicans who do. On the question of whether faith is an important part of their daily lives, 28% of Democrats say yes, versus 58% of Republicans. Democrats are also less likely to pray or go to church than GOP voters. Michael Harrington reporting.
Alabama public libraries have voted to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and children's sections of all public libraries in the state. The Alabama action is the latest salvo in the national fight over library content that's being driven by parents alarmed by the content of some books being given to children. This is SRN News. With worries over possible military action in Venezuela, airlines are canceling flights in and out of the country. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on the story.
A warning by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to use caution when flying in Venezuela's airspace because of heightened military activity has at least six carriers suspending flights to the country indefinitely, according to the Airlines Association of Venezuela. They include Avianca and Iberia Airlines, and Turkish Airlines has suspended flights from November 24th to the 28th. On Friday, the FAA warned pilots that unspecified threats could pose a potential risk to aircraft at all altitudes, as well as planes taking off and landing in Venezuela, and even aircraft on the ground. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.